This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the new year. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein and the flight logs, why language matters, why it's so easy to troll the media, all that and more coming up tonight on I'm Right. Let me ask you something about 2024. Yes, by the way, I'm back. Yes, I've missed you terribly. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere now. Let's do 2024 together. Anyway, yes. Let's talk about it, though. We have some big dates coming up. I'm sure you're already well aware of them. We have the Iowa caucuses on the 15th. That's for the Republican primary. What are the stakes there? Well, they're huge. At least if you're Ron DeSantis, you need to win that. If you don't, might be over. So that's a big one. If you're a Ron DeSantis supporter, you already know that. If you're a Trump supporter, you know that. Let's finish him off. Okay, all right, we got that. The New Hampshire's right after. Super Tuesday is right around the corner. That's March 5th. These are big dates coming. November, of course, the general election, all these things. But let's set all that aside for a minute. Set all that aside. And we'll deal with all kinds of election stuff this year. It is an election year, right? It's not something we're going to ignore. But let me set that aside. Let me ask you something. And I want you to be honest with yourself. Let me ask you this. 2024, here we are at the very beginning of it. We have a whole lot of days left in it, pretty much the entire year. Are you going to be able to have a good year if the elections don't go the way you want them? Primary and general. And let me preface this by saying, I know you're into the election and that it's really important to you. I am guilty as charged. I get way too into the elections. When they go our way, I get way too happy for about 48 hours. When they don't go our way, I get way too low for about the next 48 hours. I'm guilty. I'm pointing at me here. But is your 2024, is the success of your 2024 going to be completely dependent on whether or not Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis win the White House? It shouldn't. You know that, right? And I'm not saying they're going to lose. We'll deal with that another time. But we, and I'm talking to myself, this is a conversation I've had with myself for the last week when I was thinking about 2024. We political people, we care about it because it matters, and it does matter, and it is important. But we put too much on it. And we put too much on things that are so out of our control. Let's just do this. You and me. I'm really talking to myself here, but I'd love it if you join me. Let's make sure no matter what, 2024 is a success, regardless of the electoral outcome. Besides, as you know, things haven't changed. Doesn't matter if we do win the White House at the end of 2024 with whoever your preferred guy is. We still have decades of victories before we will ever finally defeat the communists. Decades. Not victories for the White House. Those are just part of it. Local elections. State elections. Are you digging into that yet? Hey, it's not too late. Now's the time to dig in. How many, I just gave you dates for the general election and for the primary election nationally. How many local elections will we miss? Because we're still worried about, oh my gosh, Trump, DeSantis. Are we going to miss that city council election that means so much more? The school board election? Or are we going to focus and become activists? Let's focus and become activists this year, right? Now, as far as what 2024 is going to bring for the general, I don't know. I know you saw the news about Maine's Secretary of State following on the heels of Colorado's Secretary of State removing Trump's name off the ballot. Jesse, that's unjust. I got that. You got that. We all know it's unjust. Let's not focus on that. There's going to be more of it. I'm not telling you they're going to be successful in the end. You can make that determination on your own. But I am telling you this. There's going to be a lot more of that in 2024. What do I mean by that? Horrific, unjust things that are right in your face that make you turn to your wife or your husband or your buddy at a party and say, oh my gosh, this country's finished. There are going to be a lot of things that happen in 2024 that make you say that. Nevertheless, we keep going. And here's the real battle we have to fight. Yes, we are anti-communists now and always, and we will always fight the communists first. That has to be priority number one, always. Stop the communist demonic agenda. But we can't do that unless we start preparing ourselves, unless we change ourselves, meaning the GOP as a party. I'm not talking about you personally. Maybe you need to change, maybe you don't. It's not my business. But the GOP does. We have this huge, scary monster in the ring. We'll call the monster communism. He will eat all, he will destroy all, he will consume all, because that's what communism has always done. And so we need a fighter to jump in that ring and go fight for us. And so we look at the GOP and we say, hey, get out there, guys, go get them. And we have this weak, pathetic little girl with tiny wrists, and we're kicking her into the ring and saying, beat the communists! And then we wonder why they're never defeated. Mike DeWine's getting all kinds of heat in Ohio. He's a red state governor in Ohio. What's he getting heat for? Well, he was presented with a bill that said, dudes can't continue to beat up women on the sports field by pretending to be their women. It's a basic bill. It's very simple. Very simple, yes. He said no. He rejected it. Everyone's mad at Mike DeWine. Mad at Mike DeWine? Why are you mad at Mike DeWine? Be mad at the GOP voters in Ohio. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Mike DeWine during COVID was a horrific tyrant. He was Andrew Cuomo light. I know, my entire family's in Ohio. I was back and forth several times. You can open this. You have to close this. Close this. Do that. Wear a mask. Get your triple vax. Mike DeWine was a card-carrying tyrant communist piece of trash during COVID. That was in 2020. In the year 2022, Mike DeWine was up for re-election in a primary election and won that primary election by over 200,000 votes. Now, 15 minutes later, he decides to stop the tranny and sports thing, and everyone's mad. Go find a mirror, Ohio voters. If we don't change the GOP primary voter, we cannot save the country. If the GOP primary voter, if Norm and Norma are going to continue to, well, I mean, I saw Mike once at our local Republican women's breakfast, and he was so nice. I'll vote for him again. If we don't stop that idiocy, that lunacy, I need to vote for Lindsey Graham again. I saw him on Fox News last night. If we can't stop the idiots in our party, the idiots in our base from voting on who the TV tells them to vote for, oh, it's over, isn't it? That little girl is going to keep running out there and she's going to keep getting beaten up by the monster. And so look, let me spoil something for you as long as we're dishing out some hard truths here in 2024. This guy is still president of the United States.
I'm curious, what sort of holiday foods have you been enjoying over the last few days?
Well, I've been eating everything that's put in front of me. I've eaten pasta, which I love. Yeah. Eating a lot of chicken parmesan. I've been eating all Italian foods, basically.
And ice cream.
And ice cream. Chocolate chip ice cream.
Anyway, he's still president. And he's going to remain president of the United States. Kevin McCarthy is now officially gone. Bill Johnson retiring. We kicked George Santos out. The Republican majority in the House is officially about that big. Joe Biden's not going anywhere. And even if the GOP had a 100-seat majority, I think we all know, because it's that little girl in the ring with the monster, they would find a way to wuss out and screw it up anyway. We have got to start focusing on primary elections and changing the GOP. You know how we do this? You voted for this thing when we talk about urban Democrat voters? There is something urban Democrat voters and GOP primary voters have in common. They get exactly what they deserve. That's the fact. Now, let's wrap this up with this. The Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Nearly 200 names linked to him being released. Flight logs. Oh, my gosh, you flew with Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, my gosh, you flew to the island. You did this, you did that. And don't get me wrong, it is a very big deal. It's a very big story. We find out at least some of the names of the world elite who enjoy international sex trafficking. That is a very big deal. I'm not going to act like it's not. But this is where you and I probably struggle. We struggle with our friends and family members who act like this is news today. You pay attention. I pay attention. We were talking to you about clips like this years ago.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. And she had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on, to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed, because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal.
Should be noted that she was upset she didn't get credit for breaking the story. She wasn't upset that the people who admit these crimes weren't held accountable. Anyway, you already know Jeffrey Epstein. You know Bill Clinton's tied to him. You know that the man who spent the last 3 years trying to sell you a vaccine, the man who spent the last several years buying up American farmland, also has ties to him.
It was reported that you continued to meet with him over several years, and that, in other words, a number of meetings. What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
He is dead, isn't he, Bill? He is most definitely dead. Committed suicide while in custody after the guards fell asleep and the cameras malfunctioned. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. I can't wait to talk to Sarah Gonzalez about this Jeffrey Epstein stuff in a moment. Before we do that, let me talk to you about a resolution you can have for 2024. I want you to resolve to get out of the timeshare you want out of. I know you want out of it. Everyone does, especially now. Everyone's sticker shocked by everything. Everyone's figuring out how to cut costs. And wow, what a cost-cutting opportunity it is to get out of that timeshare, right? Except they've told you you're not allowed out. Sorry, you signed the contract, you're in for life, sorry. They're lying though, because Lone Star Transfer exists. Lone Star Transfer is your one-way ticket out of that timeshare you're stuck in. They are successful 99% of the time. If you pick up your phone and make a phone call, you can be free. Call them. 844-310-2646. This is a family company. They will get you out. 844-310-2646. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you this. You know what's amazing? I could be wrong. Sarah will probably know, but I think that's the first time the still very much alive former president of the United States of America has even been asked about the fact
that he spent a whole lot of time with Jeffrey Epstein. Joining me now, the great Sarah Gonzalez of The News and Why It Matters on the awesome Blaze TV. Sarah, I gotta tell you, I gotta give her credit for it. At least someone finally asked the question, what were you doing, Bill?
Yeah, you're right. It only took how many years for anyone to seek actual truth when it comes to, you know, the Democrats in power. You know, what I find fascinating is that we're acting as if this is big breaking news that we didn't already know for years and years and years now that Bill Clinton was closely associated with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, it's nice to have, you know, some sort of documentation of it, but let's be honest, is anything going to change now that we have some sort of documentation? I would say no, I don't think so. What is going to happen? Are we going to take this man who you pointed out doesn't look to be all that alive and we're going to what, seek investigations? I mean, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think this is satisfying for a lot of people who have been saying for years, of course, Bill Clinton was a part of, you know, Epstein's Epstein Island. Maybe they'll feel some vindication, but aside from that, I just don't think anything will come of it.
Sarah, there are some ugly things about the world that I don't like, and I know you don't like, but is this story, is it as big of a deal as I, at least I have made it out to be? For me, it's a big deal when the people who run the planet are predators for young women. That's freaking despicable. Then again, the history books tell me that's the entire history of the world, is the most wealthy, powerful men finding boys, girls, you name it, to abuse and getting away with it. It's been happening since the dawn of time.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I do want to clarify, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. It's just that, again, I think that you're going to run yourself in circles if you think for one second that anything will actually come of it. Why? Well, it's what you just pointed out. When the rich and the powerful and the elites are the ones that are committing these atrocities and they are the ones that are in control of everything, how could you possibly expect that anyone is going to be held to account or that justice will be served for any of the disgusting things that were done to these women on this island? Obviously they've set themselves up very well to cover for themselves. It's worked for them quite well so far. And I just think as horrendous as it is, and as great as it is to actually get these documents, I don't see them punishing themselves, especially when they're all in on it.
All right, let's switch gears to the election. Sarah, Iowa caucuses less than 2 weeks away. Is Ron DeSantis going to shock the world? Is Donald Trump going to pound him into the ground and officially end this thing? What's your call on it?
So I do think that in Iowa, I think that DeSantis has a pretty good shot at winning. He obviously has a very strong ground game there. He's been visiting. I know he visited all of the counties in the full Grassley that he set out to do. And I do think that he will be a pretty strong contender in Iowa. Now, I don't know what that says for the rest of the country, because obviously there's a lot left to do. I don't think that DeSantis will overall, I don't think that he will be the nominee, but I do think that he has a really good shot at winning Iowa, and who knows what kind of momentum that might give him going into the other primaries.
Okay, Sarah, this whole thing, if that doesn't work out for DeSantis, was this whole thing a mistake? Did it? I don't listen to all the fanboys on each side. It's obnoxious, but did it hurt his career? Did it help his career? It's easy to say it hurts it now, but losing a presidential primary is a great way to be the nominee the next time, as many people have chosen. What did it do to him or for him?
Yeah, I mean, I would hate to think that it would be held against him later on after we're out of this weird, as you point out, this weird cultish, like there are the Trumpers and the DeSantis people, and somehow we like agree on all of the platforms and ideas and policies, but we hate each other for some reason. I don't live in that world. I know you don't either. And so it's weird to see, but I mean, you have to believe that going into, you know, the future elections that DeSantis will have made a name for himself. You see his track record in Florida. And, I think that it's such an unprecedented time where all of the other Republicans are going, we have no idea if this guy's going to be put in prison. And we agree with you that it's not right. It's not just. It's a horrible abuse of the system. But we don't know what they can get away with doing to Donald Trump. And we need someone else to be around in case he's, I don't know, put in prison or eliminated off the ballot or, you know, you name it. All of these are horrible, disgusting things. And for as much as the left likes to talk about threatening democracy, this is a great way of them actually doing it. But I mean, I understand why someone would go, well, I'm We may need a second option, guys, and I'd like to throw my hat into the ring.
Speaking of which, here it is. They're never going to let Donald Trump be president again. The system, our corrupt, hideous, unjust, unlawful system, they're never going to let him be president again. Whether they throw him in prison or make him cop a plea, they're going to take his name off the ballot so it's not possible for him to win. And it doesn't have to be in a bunch of states, remember. You take his name off the ballot in really even one, but definitely two swing states, it's over. But Jesse, we'll just write him in. No, you'll write him in. I'll write him in. Enough people will not write him in to win. We won't be able to win that way. Okay, Sarah, here's the problem I see on the right. It's not Trump fans or DeSantis fans. It's any fan of any stripe who believes there's something that will make these communists stop, that they'll stop with Trump, or that they'll stop with the ballot thing, or that they'll stop when it's done. Why is so much of the supposedly aware and informed American right still so far behind reality when it comes to what kind of evil they're facing? I find it fascinating. I had friends say to me recently, well, he'll be fine because these are lies, as if that mattered at all.
Yeah, it is really hard to see these people, as you point out. I had people tell me all the time, oh, sure, they're not really going to throw him in jail. Do you really think they would throw him in jail? Yes, absolutely, in a second. And guess what? They will sleep like a baby at the end of the night because they don't care. And the problem here is that you are talking to people who think that we're all playing by the same rules. We have people on our side who are dealing, they're making good faith deals with people who they think are making good faith deals in return, and that they are all good actors, just like us. That's not who we're dealing with here. We are dealing with people who think that the ends justifies the means, or the means justifies the end, and they will do whatever it takes to keep power. And I think that that's just really difficult for some of the people on our side to identify with, because that's not them, and they don't understand. They think everyone acts in good conscience. Guess what? These are bad actors. They don't care. They will destroy you to keep power. And I fear that it's going to take something like this to erode our, as they love to call it, democracy. I fear that it's going to take something like this just for our side to understand that they don't play by the rules that they set for you. They only want you to play by them.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah, speaking of not playing by the rules, Texas trying to stop illegals. The DOJ now announcing they're going to sue Texas for trying to stop illegals. How much more in your face could it be for everybody that the destruction is intentional? Everything these people do, that people act like it's accidental. It blows me away. I have no idea why. They didn't accidentally open up the border. It's a key part of their plan to destroy the country, and they're going to stop anyone who tries to stop it.
Yeah. And I mean, think about how crazy and despicable, and I would argue treasonous, this gets. I mean, you were talking about the federal government suing a state for trying to enforce their own sovereign, well, supposed to be sovereign border. You are talking about a Justice Department, a Border Patrol, who they are sending more people, more agents down to the border, not to enforce the laws, not to actually enforce the border, but to process more of these people in to give them a court date of like 2032. I'm sure they'll show up though, Jesse. And so, you know, you think about how insane it's gotten, and think about this too. You might say, well, the blue states, you know, Eric Adams is finally waking up. Well, you know, Chicago is finally waking up. Well, I mean, they're going to come around to our side. No, they're not, because what their answer is more federal money. So now they just want more of your taxpayer dollars to pay for the problem that the federal government is creating. And so where does it all end? I mean, you would like to believe that in 2024, the federal government might think about cleaning up their act going into an election season. But I don't know how you walk away from this matter once you've created the crisis that you've created down there at the border.
Yeah, what a friggin' nightmare. But speaking of Brandon Johnson, here he was.
But we cannot have a governor who decides that he's going to cling to the vestiges of Jefferson Davis when we should be pulling to the hopes and aspirations that were left by Frederick Douglass. We have to have a coordinated response to this humanitarian crisis. We cannot allow chaos to dictate and to divide this country.
It's wild what robots these people are, Sarah. Everything's back with the Confederates and whatnot. They're not, it's like they're not even human anymore.
No, I mean, I like to think that they have their list of buzzwords, and they get ready for the day and they drink their coffee and they review the certain buzzwords that they are supposed to be using that day. They're all the woke buzzwords, and they're like, all right, I'm going to get this one in the AM. I'm going to get this one in by lunch. I'm going to get this one in by the PM, and I'm going to check off my boxes, and job well done to me. I mean, I have to believe that that's what they do. It's just so over the top insane.
That is. Sarah, thank you, ma'am. Come back soon.
Thank you.
All right. We have culture war stuff to discuss. Before we get to that, we have to discuss finances. I'm not going to manage your money. Don't worry. I'm not trying to do anything like that. We have to discuss making preparations for things not going our way. It's not as if they did print a bunch of money that wasn't backed by anything. It's not as if they used to pass trillion-dollar bills we couldn't afford. They do it all the time still. They're destroying your money. They're not even anymore pretending like inflation is going to come back down. They're not even telling you that's going to be the case. They're trying to tell you, oh, this is the norm, and it might get worse. So what can normal people do? Can't print your own money. All you can do is get gold or silver, precious metal. I don't care what kind. Get some in your physical possession. Gold, silver. Get it in your retirement. You need to start acquiring value that lasts no matter who's elected, no matter who's running the Fed. Go to jessekellygold.com. I've partnered with Oxford Gold. It's your one-stop shop for all that. It's very, very easy. They make it easy. I can do it. My dad does it. jessekellygold.com. All right? We'll be back. We're going to talk just really briefly about language, because it's 2024 and I need to get better. You need to get better. One of the things we need to get better on is the language we use. The communist is purposeful with the language he uses. It has a purpose. We are not. How many times have you heard Democrats take the saying MAGA or Make America Great Again and talk about it as if it's some rallying cry for hate? How many times have you heard stuff like this?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence.
Extreme MAGA Republicans don't want the children of America to learn about the Holocaust.
While MAGA Republicans are fixated on their extremist agenda, like a national abortion ban, Democrats are focused on creating jobs, lowering costs, and bringing the country together.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members.
MAGA this, MAGA that, ultra MAGA, mega MAGA, MAGA extremist, MAGA, 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 MAGA. You can roll your eyes all you want at the repetitive of it. And you can really see that when we have a montage like that. But you shouldn't roll your eyes. You should be copying them. How could they possibly take such an evil, demonic religion like communism and sell it to so many people? Language is part of how they do it. They will find a phrase, a saying, to label themselves in the most wonderful terms and their enemy in the most awful terms, and they will not use it once. They will say it over and over and over and over and over again. Then they'll get their friends to say it over and over and over, and he's saying it over and over and over, and soon there's an army repeating it over and over and over and over and over again, and it's in your head. Our side? We're still calling illegals migrants. Just taking their language, that's a language term they used to make illegals sound better than they are, and the right just adopted it. Oh, the migrants. We're still calling it Hunter Biden's business. I think Joe was involved in Hunter's business. What? Hunter didn't have a business. It's Joe's business. All of us better with our language this year. All right, myself included, we all can improve. All right, we'll be back.
God forbid I ever go to jail. But if I do, I hope it's in California. Because as soon as the judge sends me, I'll be like, Your Honor, before you send me, I just want the court to know, I identify as a woman. Send me to woman's jail. And as soon as I get in there, you know what I'm gonna be doing.
Kind of shocked he went there again, but that is kind of who he is. Joining me now, the great Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project. Okay, Terry, we'll set the Dave Chappelle worship aside for a moment. That stuff gets a little nauseating every time he says one thing we like. But let's focus on the trans issue. Now, generally, these demons only go down without end, right? But are we reaching some sort of a bottom, pardon the pun, for the trans issue because it's just gotten so insane that it's unpopular now?
So, Jesse, the first thing everyone needs to understand about the trans madness that swept this country is that it's purely driven by the elites, right? And so what we've seen is that, you know, you poll these issues, 83% of Americans don't think we should be giving puberty blockers or, you know, cross-sex surgeries to minors, right? And these are just super majorities. It's like super duper majorities. It's just driven by our elites. But what we're seeing now is there's a whole political movement and a political class that's actually willing to fight and oppose this stuff. You have 23 states that have banned men and women's sports. You have 21 states that have banned gender surgeries and hormone treatments for minors. There is a real opposition brewing, and it's because the conservative elites, the pro-America elites, are starting to oppose it. And it's because they're seeing the same polling that you and I have been seeing for years. And so it's a very good thing, but I do think we're at the bottom of this fight. We just need to stand up and deliver and carry this thing through the finish line.
Terry, okay, obviously our society morally is coming apart at the seams a little bit. You know what? I have a little clip here that would explain this better than anything else. Here's the latest kids show on Netflix. This is for four-year-olds, by the way.
How about you break out those moves for your two biggest fans?
Okay, Terry, have we reached the end of that? Because it doesn't feel like we have. I'll tell you, brother, I was on vacation overseas. It's not just an American thing. The countries of the West all are wrapped in all this rainbow crap without end, and it doesn't seem like it's going to stop.
No, it's a long road on the entire LGBT movement. That this is in stark contrast to where the trans movement is. And it's frankly, I think, because we saw what happened as a result of the LGBT movement and where they went. People are much more skeptical of the trans movement. But, you know, I think there's a lot of parents like me out there that are just shutting off all TV programs, or telling our kids to read books. We're controlling the media that our kids are consuming. This won't stop until parents draw a line in the sand and say, enough is enough. We're not tolerating this anymore. You know, I'm sure you saw New Year's Eve, the ball drops literally 2 seconds after it dropped. They pan over to a gay couple tonguing. I mean, just grossly tonguing on national TV. It's also subversive. It's meant to transgress us and upset us. But the goal on our end needs to be to just shut the TV off. It's not that entertaining. It's not worth it. We need to start protecting our kids. And that's really going to be driven by people like you and I just saying enough is enough. We're done with this.
Terry, Mike DeWine bans a bill in Ohio that would have kept the men out of women's sports. Okay, we got that. Everyone's mad at Mike DeWine because he's a worthless piece of trash, but very few people seem to want to call out GOP primary voters when they're the problem. Look, and it's not just Ohio. I'm here in the red state of Texas. One of our senators, John Cornyn, is the biggest waste of human flesh on the planet, and he's a United States senator from the red state of Texas. These GOP primary voters go vote for these losers they see on Fox News all the time, and it's killing us. And then we turn around and wonder why these people sign all these swampy bills. That's who they are.
You know, it is, but I don't want to blame the voters, because what this is really about is it's about the information that voters are receiving. And because of the nature of the Republican Party, you know, Mike DeWine and John Cornyn, they have all the financial backing. Right. They have the vast majority of it. So when you turn on TV, when you go on YouTube, when you go on Facebook or whatever, you're just inundated. Everyday normie and low information Republican voters, and they do exist. They're inundated with all of these ads from the most financed campaigns out there. We really need to be attacking the donor class, because what the donor class is doing, and they don't realize it, is they are destroying the country. They are putting forth very weak-kneed and disgusting and despicable politicians that no one really likes. Usually ends in failure. These guys usually end up getting unelected. People like Mike DeWine end up snatching victory from the jaws of defeat every now and then. But we need to be blaming the donor class. They need to stop giving these guys money. These are the same people that fund the universities still, even though the universities are convincing generation after generation to eat the rich and take their homes and burn down this country. They're still giving money. These are the same donors that are in the Republican Party propping up people like Mike DeWine and John Cornyn. And so I don't want to blame the voters. They're just dealing with what the information they have. We need to go after the donor class, because they're the ones that are ruining the country.
Well, I have no problem dragging the donor class through the mud for about 10 miles. That's fine with me. But why don't I get to blame the voters, Terry? It's not as if I have some special access to information that I'm aware that Mike DeWine is a worthless piece of trash and they're not aware of this information. I have a cell phone. I remember coronavirus when he was telling people to lock in their homes, close down schools. Why am I always supposed to make excuses for the moron who votes for the Republican he sees on TV all the time?
No. There's a good group of morons out there that just are totally helpless. But Jesse, you got to be more charitable with everyday Americans. You know, there are a lot of people that are so busy with their work. They don't, you know, it takes two incomes now and then some just to provide for your family. These are busy people. They don't think about politics. You and I are unfortunately, blessed or not blessed, cursed with dealing with politics as our jobs. But most Americans don't think about politics. They don't talk about politics. They're going to their kids' sporting events. They're going to work. They're doing their own thing. And that's kind of how the founders, I think, envisioned it. They didn't want politics to be so cumbersome in our lives and present. But, you know, these are just normies, right? That's what they are. They're not morons. They're normies. And they want to live their life. They don't want to have to focus on it. But these people, you know, frankly, they do need to start paying more attention because we're about to lose the country, if not having already lost it. And that's not going to change until more people start really paying attention and digging in.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Culturally, obviously you and I talk all the time about everything that's rotted and bad. But beyond the legislation, yeah, bans are fine. Bans are nice. I'm all for them. Do you feel as if there's some sort of a revival coming, some sort of a cultural, religious, moral revival in this country? Lord knows we need one. This is how all empires end when they start going down this road. Mm-hmm. Can it be reversed? Is it being reversed?
I do think it is. I think what's happening right now is there's a polarization happening. You know, Tocqueville was prescient, and when he wrote Equality in America, or Democracy in America, he pointed out, he made one observation that as America continued to advance, there would be people that reject Christianity entirely and those that cling to it fiercely. And I think that's what you're seeing, is you're seeing a huge group of people in this country that are atheists. They might say they're Christian, but their real religion is communism. I mean, these progressive churches are so embarrassing. They aren't Christian at all. They are progressive and communist. But you're also seeing a lot of weirdos like me who are having 5, 6, 7 kids. You know, I got my 7th kid coming in March, and I think there is a lot more people out there that are getting married earlier. They're having more kids than they're supposed to. It's a very beautiful thing, but you know, this is all going to come down to who can have the most children, who can have the most families. And we have a huge advantage there. You know, if you do the math, Jesse, if you just have 5 kids and then each of those 5 kids have 5 kids and then each of them have 5 kids, you're already over, you know, almost close to 200 people, right? You can start a small village with that, those types of numbers. We just need to get back to the basics, having our families, having more children, and taking care and making sure that they don't turn out to be evil, satanic communists.
That would be nice. All right, Terry. It's the opening of 2024. How are we going election-wise this year?
You know, I think we're going to win this thing. We're either going to win and you know, put off the downfall and destruction of America, or we're going to take back the presidency, take back the Senate, and increase our gains in the House. We have to replace these sellout Republicans, though, Jesse. It's not going to happen if we replace Democrats with sellout Republicans that will literally sell your children out to the gender industry, to the race industry, to all of these, you know, these evil industries that want to destroy the country and destroy them personally just for short-term financial gains. It's all going to come down to whether or not we nominate good pro-America Republicans and win, or if we nominate these sellout Republicans, we're going to lose our country.
Terry, you are the man. Thank you, my brother. All right. We have Late in the Mood next. Before we do that, I know what you're thinking. Jesse, I love you so much. Jesse, you were just on vacation. I couldn't find you. Why couldn't you find me? The First TV, you know they podcast everything, right? TheFirstTV.com/podcast. You can find everything. It's right there. All on demand. It's at the tip of your fingers. TheFirstTV.com. We'll be back. All right. It's time to lighten the mood. And I need to explain something about myself before I go into the little Statue of Liberty story that popped up out of nowhere. I have many, many bad things about me. You know this if you've watched the show for any length of time. I'm a bad person. I've never claimed otherwise. One of the worst things about me is I enjoy aggravating people. I know that's bad, right? I know that's bad, but when I'm home, I may do something small, you know, leave the chips out, just to hear my wife yell about it really quickly. And I'll get a little snicker out of it, and then she'll get a little snicker. So that's the fun part. But that's someone I like. When it comes to bad people, communists mainly, I love making them miserable. I love making them look stupid. I love making them feel stupid. And I know that's bad. I'm not telling you to be that way, but I need to explain that about myself. And so on occasion, I will troll them with things just because I know that they will make themselves look dumb. So this is something stupid that happened, but I just thought it would be funny. I didn't even think it was that clever. The Statue of Liberty is French. You know that, right? It was a gift from France. Everyone knows that. Everyone who's been to elementary school knows that. It's a gift from France. So I was traveling in Europe for Christmas.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I was looking at all the monuments and statues and cool stuff over there. They do have some cool stuff over there. And I put up some social media posts about how, they have nice stuff over here. So here's what I said about the Statue of Liberty. I was in Europe, was traveling around in Europe, vacation with the fam, looking at all the monuments and history and stuff. And they have amazing stuff over there. So I thought it would be funny to just say, hey, they have great stuff, but it's not as good as our stuff. And then put up a picture of the Statue of Liberty, which was obviously made in France. It was a gift from France. This is something everybody knows. So it's a very obvious joke. It's obvious to you. It's obvious to me. These people are so deranged that they can't ever understand a good joke, and they can't understand or appreciate when they're being trolled. They've written several articles about this since then. There was an article about it in The Guardian, in Raw Story. I'm talking headlines about how I humiliated myself with the most obvious joke in the world. This dude, what's this dude's name? Edward O'Donnell, some commie historian, made a video about it.
So, did you hear what radio talk show host Jesse Kelly said about the Statue of Liberty? Yeah, he was trying to make some sort of a patriotic USA, USA kind of post about the superiority of American culture to Europe's, and kind of botched it. Hate to break it to you, my dude, but the Statue of Liberty was designed and built in France, which would make it 100% European and not American.
Okay, so I know you're laughing at that idiot. Why? Why do they fall for it so hard? Why do they take the bait so hard? Well, first, and this is something you should feel very, very good about yourself. First, you have to understand because you have a good founding, a good center of gravity, if you will, moral compass, whatever word you want to put on it, you're happier than the communist will ever be or can ever be. Remember, communism is the religion of the malcontent. He's bitter, miserable, angry about everything all the time. Have you ever known somebody like that in your life? Have you ever known them to laugh very easily? They can't do it. And even if they can laugh, even if you can show them, aha, here's a funny stand-up joke, they can never laugh at themselves. They can never laugh at themselves, and there's a bunch to that as well. Why can't they laugh at themselves? Well, you heard the disdain in his voice about me. So doing some rah-rah patriotic posts. Well, for him, patriotism when it comes to America, being proud of America, is disgusting. It's despicable. That's how much these people hate the country. It's the lowest form of life. So even somebody joking about it, his bitterness comes bubbling over and he can't handle it. They can't deal with it at all. And I'll tell you, I'm never gonna stop. I have so much fun making fun of these people and just tossing this bait out there that I'm never gonna stop. I've enjoyed it immensely. I can't wait till the next one. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco. Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.